This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, February 11. Sower, seeds, weeds. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 13. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Here we have another parable about sowing seed. This time the focus is on the kind of seed that is sown and the plants that grow from it. Good wheat seed is planted in a field, and weeds are also sown. Given the choice to remove the weeds, the owner declines. Wanting the wheat to grow, he decides to let the weeds remain. If the weeds were uprooted now, the wheat would also be uprooted. The owner knows that at harvest time, it will be easier to separate the wheat from the weeds. In the meantime, the wheat will grow as wheat, and the weeds will remain weeds. Let them grow to maturity, and then the two can be separated easily. The wheat's fruit is obvious in contrast with that of the weeds. This is a picture of how God's word and life grow in us while we live each day in the field of His word. It's easy to fit in, to be like people around us. And when we are surrounded by the sin and evil of this world, we can be overcome with uncertainty. But our Lord knows us, and He chooses not to remove us from the field. He allows us to stand in contrast to the weeds as we produce the crop we are intended for. This parable comes to us as a message of encouragement. Trust the field owner. His love will see you through to maturity. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for loving me. In all situations, help me remain confident of being who you created me to be. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.